And we're rolling.
What do we want? Greg's show. When do we want it? Whenever it's convenient for you. What do we want? Greg's show. When do we want it? Whenever it's convenient for you.
For you.
Greg and Greg show. Time!
From a desk in the Yay Network studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg show with Greg. And of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
Hey, it's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Greg Olds.
And it is a really special day here in our fair burg where we live, Greg Olds.
Why is that?
Because there are five living presidents within a mere miles from where
within
we are right now.
Spitting distance.
A little further than spitting distance.
Within chucking distance.
Yeah, as far as I can chunk this baseball, we could hit one of the presidents.
We'll never agree on that.
There are five presidents and other dignitaries that are here. I think the prime minister is here. Jerry Jones was there.
Oh, that's a president.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think it's a pretty cool deal.
You want to know what's really interesting?
What?
I was looking at the Queen of England.
Yeah.
And she's taken pictures with like presidents from like Truman on.
Mm-hmm.
And she's outlived like a bunch of presidents, and she's still going, and she's still queen.
How old is she, do you know?
She's really old. She's got to be like 90 at this point.
She's got to be close. She's got to be 90 to 100, somewhere
she's
in
there. She's looked 90 for as long as I've been alive.
Oh, there's no doubt. She's had the big floppy hat.
Yeah.
The white hair.
Uh-huh.
The shriveled
and
up
the
face.
Hello!
Uh-huh. Her gloves. That's the thing. You can't really see how old she is because you never see her hands.
Yeah, her face has always looked the same. Even when she was like 20,
You can't see her varicose veins because they're always covered up.
They're always covered up, and the varicose is put away.
So, have you had any issues with the not like issues, but travel issues with the police with
no.
the security that's here?
I'm in Irving, so I just hop over. I'm 7 minutes away from here.
Yeah,
so.
you're not in the thick of it.
No,
that's all Facebook was filled with last night was how many cops and how many. Well, it's just cops.
Facebook was filled with that and my soccer highlights.
And your soccer highlights were all over the place. Yeah. And there were pictures of Air Force One that were flying over.
Oh.
A lot of people were taking pictures of that, I guess.
Did anybody give me 2 per? I need 2 per.
I got you.
Because I
Nelly.
Got to stomp it in my
Air Force Ones. What a dumb song.
That was the worst song.
But it was great, though.
I didn't think it was
the
great.
Song, like the song content was terrible.
Yeah.
But I liked the beat.
Give me 2 per. I need 2 per. So I
can get to stomping in my Air Force words.
So I
can get to stomping in my Air Force words.
Air Force words.
Where do you think the president stayed? That was a topic of conversation in my house today. What hotel do you think he stayed at?
I think they stayed at the La Quinta.
You think so?
The La Quinta Inn.
He had breakfast at Denny's.
They stayed at the Howard Johnson and got a free continental.
Yeah,
breakfast.
Get the hojo. Yeah. So anyway, I think it's pretty cool. There's a bunch of presidents that are in town.
Of those presidents, which one do you think is the worst?
I don't know. I don't really have a.
You don't rank.
I don't
presidents?
Affiliate with any of them.
You don't. You're not even going to get into it.
No.
All right.
I agree with some policies and mm-hmm. disagree with others for all of them, Republican
you're
or Democrat. Yeah. I walk right down the middle.
All right.
So you could love Barack Obama. You could hate him. You could love George Bush. You could hate him. Mm-hmm. I think that's the worst job on the planet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because you're a patsy to other people.
Yeah. And you're the king of the world, but you don't get to really do anything.
Right. So, I mean, it's, you know.
If things are good, you're looked at as great.
Right.
Although I do want to meet Bill Clinton more than anything.
Why? Just because he can play the saxophone?
Because he's awesome. Hey, what's going on?
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Okay, wait a minute. I totally did.
Do you think everybody has an impersonation of Bill Clinton?
All you have to do is get like this.
And you put
the finger, the thumb and the finger, and you point it at people.
Yeah, as soon as you do
that's
that.
That's a very presidential move.
That, I think they're taught that.
That's the move.
I think that is, it's taught in president school.
There's this one where the thumb kind of sticks out, mm-hmm. where you kind of go like that.
Yes.
And then there's one where you kind of tuck the thumb in.
You do the knuckle.
Always have the finger out, mm-hmm. like out a little bit with the thumb in mm-hmm. it.
Yeah. I think it just shows, look how powerful I am.
Yeah.
And if I were to punch you with this hand, you'd get a
face
frog.
Full of one finger. You'd get
it's like a frog.
What?
It's like the frogging.
What?
You ever been frogged?
No.
Yeah, it's
don't
like
frog me.
It's like when you hold.
Oh, that. Oh,
but it's
I
like
didn't know that was called frogging.
Yeah, that's what we've always called it.
Huh?
You just got a frog knuckle.
Huh?
Boom! Swells up immediately.
Oh, I hate those. I didn't know that was called frogging.
Yeah. Hmm. What'd you call it? punching?
Logging Molly.
That's a band.
No, I didn't. I don't know what I called it. It just hit people with it.
Hmm.
And then, I never had a name for it.
Well, speaking of presidents, did you hear about the story of Paul Kevin Curtis?
I did, but I want you to tell me
it all gets about weirder.
It.
Paul Kevin Curtis is the guy who was originally arrested for sending a letter mm-hmm. filled with ricin to the president,
yes.
to Barack Obama. And while he was in court on Tuesday, they dismissed him. They said, you know what? You're not the guy, but we are searching the house of another guy. So it turns out that the guy that they're looking for is Everett Dutschke. Anyway.
So he's missing, right?
He's not missing. They know where he is.
Okay.
But while they were, while this guy was being, while his, whatever, he was being dismissed from courts, the feds were over searching this guy Everett's house.
Okay.
Looking for evidence.
How crazy would it be if you're that guy and you see all the cop cars roll up and you're like, oh, they got me. And then they just run into the house next door and you're like, oh!
You're just living with the biggest guilty conscience
you're
ever.
Like, what?
You're like, oh.
No way.
Poor Miss Potter next door is going down.
And then the guy gets arrested and booked and everything. You're like, oh, man, they totally got him.
So this dude, Everett, he's a failed political candidate, a Taekwondo teacher, a bluesman who's currently facing child molestation charges.
A bluesman?
A bluesman. Oh. So he's a musician.
Okay.
He's
not a blues brother.
He's not a blues brother. Mm. No, he's a blues man. So anyway, the feds are over there searching his home. Paul Kevin Curtis's lawyers were just, you know, saying, look, it's this Everett guy who did it, not us. So, you know, the courts let him go. But he hasn't been charged with anything just yet.
Okay.
So, okay, so it says that Christy McCoy, who's the attorney for Paul Kevin Curtis, they connected Dutschke to the case earlier in the week when she suggested that he was interested in framing Curtis for the crime because of a longstanding argument between the two guys. It says that he is pissed because Paul Kevin Curtis is an Elvis impersonator, and this guy doesn't like the fact that he's an Elvis impersonator.
I'm all shook up. Uh-huh.
And they studied Taekwondo together, and so I guess there was a feud that popped up between the two of them.
So he sent ricin to the president as Paul Kevin Curtis.
Yeah. Because he doesn't like this guy for being an Elvis impersonator. But I guess he has a long history of just being like a crazy bastard to begin with. Because, as I mentioned, his failed political career. He took on a guy named Steve Holland. He didn't have any platform, so he just went to TV
and just
had a trash campaign. Just totally slammed this guy and had nothing to stand for.
What I didn't know is that there is a big feud in the Elvis community and the blues community.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest shocker to me of this whole story.
The dude started a band called
Blues Explosion
5. No. He started a band called Dusty and the Robodrum.
I like the name of that.
And he told Curtis, he said, I've created a band called Robodrum, and we're going to throw you off the national circuit.
All right.
Yeah, so Dusty and the Robodrum is described as a live loop-oriented rock with tons of lasers.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Doesn't it sound great? And he's also played with Pearl Jam's drummer. He's released an album with Pearl Jam's drummer, Dave Abrizzi.
So this guy has money.
He has to.
He has money. He's kind of legit.
He has a MySpace page.
Yeah.
Who has MySpace pages? But anyway, he had a MySpace page that had him titled as the Insurance Warrior.
Nice.
So he's a Taekwondo-taking musician, insurance warrior, who is currently out on bond facing three charges of fondling.
Oh.
For an incident that county sheriffs said he was involved with a 7-year-old girl at
Whoa.
his own Taekwondo studio.
Whoa!
So, if you just look at the track record between the two guys, who would you pin the ricin on?
A crazy Taekwondo guy.
Yeah.
Not Elvis impersonator. Elvis didn't want to ricin anybody. Elvis just wanted to eat fried banana sandwiches.
Yeah, and do drugs and sit on his toilet and die.
That is something that Elvis wanted to do.
Uh-huh, my toilet and die. That's what he did.
That's probably the song he sang.
That's the song he sang
when
he was dying.
That's the actual audio.
He's like, uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah, I'm going to take a dump and die.
That is the actual audio.
Yeah.
That what you just heard there.
We got that straight from Graceland.
Straight from Graceland, Elvis was recording his new song. And it sounded exactly like that.
Do you think it would be awesome to be Elvis, Fat Elvis?
No.
Do you think that sucked?
Skinny Elvis was probably awesome.
Yeah. Fat Elvis, on the other hand.
Yeah.
He just seemed miserable.
Oh.
He was probably stoned, pilled out, and was eating his fried peanut butter and jelly. Fried peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
And he just... And can we play that audio back that we had?
Oh, yeah. I'm fat and I died on my toilet seat.
Why is it different than the last time we played it?
Because
that's
that was
weird.
That was further on in the recording.
Yeah.
It was a little different.
Hmm.
I didn't pause the last one.
Oh.
I just kept it playing.
One more time. Can we roll that back one
yeah,
more?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
One
it
more
goes,
time?
Yeah. Hold on. Oh, yeah. My feet are fat. I got a glittery suit. My suit don't fit because I'm fat. Yeah, I'm fat.
When did this part happen?
It was just, it's part of the recording that was going.
Hold on. Play it back. Play it back.
Okay. There you go. Thanks for the sound effect. Because I'm fat, Elvis. And I'm really fat and dead. Have you ever told you the story about how I'm actually Elvis?
No.
All right, so August 16th, 1977, Elvis was found dead on his toilet, died.
Dead.
Went to heaven.
Yeah.
And he was up there, and he's hanging out, and he's like, oh, God, I think I made a huge mistake. And God was like, well, maybe not. Maybe you didn't make a huge mistake. Maybe you just needed a break from your everyday life. So I killed you and brought you up here so you could hang out with your friends, some of your old army buddies. You can do your thing.
Monkey.
But if you want to stay here, you can.
Okay.
But if you really feel that the world needs you, you can stay here for a week and then go back. So Elvis is like, I think I'll stay here for a week and then I'll go back.
Okay.
And so August 23rd, 1977, I was born.
It's the same time that he died? When did he die?
Sometime that day.
So he died, went to heaven for a minute, and
for
came
a week.
Back as you, but without the talent.
I think I'm pretty talented. I've got some Elvis talent.
Then show it.
I think I did by singing my songs a minute ago. Oh, yeah, I'm fat and dead.
I'm pretty sure that if Elvis came back to life,
yeah,
he would be like a singer.
I'm a singer.
Money.
I've got money.
And a giant palatial. You are Elvis!
I told you!
Oh my God!
See?
It's great to meet you.
Yeah, you too.
King.
Yeah.
I really am a huge fan.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
When you were in that one surfing movie, what was that like?
It was great.
Yeah.
I surfed a lot.
Yeah.
Chicks were digging me.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was fun.
Cool.
I got wet.
Oh.
The girls got wet.
Yeah.
It was exciting.
Elvis, you are the greatest.
Yeah. I can swivel my hips, buddy.
Do it. Oh, that was gross.
See.
I think that's all we got. Thanks for listening to The Greg and Elvis Show. And see you next time.
Yeah, boo out.
This has been The Greg and Greg Show. Listen to the next one whenever we decide to post it.